got some money to spend
tonight. Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline right now, where we're joined by Jonathan Toman with PeakRadar.com. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. There's a lot to look forward to when it comes to arts and cultural options going on this weekend. And if I got the calendar right, we're also on a First Friday, also the first Friday of 2022. How about that?
Indeed we are, Andrew. Good morning, and good morning, Shannon, as well. Yes, we've got the calendar may have changed, but the great events are still rolling. How's that for a Peak Radar slogan of things going on? And yes, it's a First Friday, and I'll start there with the six events I'm going to talk about for folks to check out over the next few days and weeks ahead. First Friday is tonight, starting at 5 o'clock and running till around 8, or when galleries decide to close in the evening. Downtown Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs will have gallery openings across the area, with new art and sometimes live music and all sorts of fun. So for an evening out, or if you're looking for a new piece of art as part of your New Year's resolutions, it's a great evening to get out and see the town, as it were, in downtown Colorado Springs and Manitou. Rolling into the weekend, Stargazers Theater and Event Center is hosting their Singer-Songwriter Showcase, which is back for 2022. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Well, they'll have four different singer-songwriters presented in the round, and the four of them will go through their songs one at a time, taking turns, then sing the next songs, and so on and so on. It'll star Edie Carey, KJ Braithwaite of the Bus Band, Karen Mari, and co-owner of Stargazers Theater, John Hooten. And it's kind of a treat because John hasn't performed all that much over the last several years. So a fun opportunity to see all of those artists in action at 7 p.m. at Stargazers tomorrow. Also tomorrow night, the Pikes Peak Center is hosting Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, the Time Bubble Tour. It's following the successful Great Cheesy Movie Circus Tour in 2019. It's new, all new production to hit the road, as you can join host Emily Connor and the world's greatest and only movie riffing robots, easy for me to say, as they take you on an exhilarating roller coaster ride through the film Making Contact, imposed by mad scientist Mega Cynthia. So a fun night at the Pikes Peak Center tomorrow. The remaining three, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, is in its final weekend at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center. Three performances tonight, tomorrow night, and then Sunday matinee. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see that in its run, you've got one weekend to do that. Pottery by the Price has opened at Commonweal Artist Co-op in Manitou, where each January, Commonweal Artist Co-op members and guest artists from throughout the region clear their studio inventory and sell beautiful pottery, seconds, and other art items at discounted prices. If you're on the hunt for some pottery, Commonweal is a great place to check out. And then finally, the new year has rolled on, but Skate in the Park in downtown Colorado Springs at Acacia Park continues through January. And in fact, in February, there's going to be ice bumper cars as well, which sounds very exciting. So if you haven't had a chance to get to Skate in the Park, there's still time to do that throughout the next few weeks. As always, check with the individual places to see if there are any rules about masks and those sorts of things. But we're still rolling with events in the Pikes Peak region and things happening as we get into 2022, Andrew and Shannon.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And I hope folks do go out and support the cast members of Cinderella, because I think they had a delay or cancellation or glitch somewhere, I remember, because of COVID numbers, spiking COVID numbers. So hopefully they can get these final performances in, and we wish them, well, you wish them to break a leg, right? That's what you do in theater.
Yes, and hope that all of their shoes fit, because it's Cinderella.
Cinderella, of course. Cinderella. Okay, Jonathan Toman, thank you very much for that update. And again, we advise everyone to go to peakradar.com.